By analyzing different samples of lava, Herrero Barrera has built up a picture of how the field has changed since long before humans were around.
They are actually the recorders of the Earth's magnetic field in hundreds of years, thousands of years, and this is what we need actually to know something about the Earth's magnetic field.
Lower layers of rock take Herrero Barrera progressively further back in time. To unlock the information, he takes a sample of the ancient lava. As well as showing how the field strength has changed, the sample will also reveal another vital piece of information. He carefully notes the sample's exact location.
And we're going to measure the magnetization of the sample we collected in the field.
Back at the lab, he analyzes it using a magnetometer. Like pottery, lava contains magnetite. When it cools, particles of magnetite line up with the Earth's magnetic field like tiny compass needles, recording both its strength and its direction. In this sample, the magnetite aligns with today's magnetic north.
This sample was in place in the past 700,000 years when the field was actually characterized by a normal polarity.
But in older samples, they discover something incredible. The magnetic particles point south rather than north. They date back to a time when the magnetic field polarity was the opposite of today's.
There was a reversal actually recorded by these lava flows. I will be actually able to see a sequence of points that are actually defining the behavior or the evolution of the magnetic field from one polarity to the other polarity.